The report comes after senators concluded their tours of hard-hit areas last week. Following the tours, the senators held roundtables to hear from a number of local stakeholders. The report contains 10 preliminary recommendations, urging the state legislature take action on such issues as ensuring that first responders have the tools and training needed to properly handle future disasters, and exploring the possibility of expanding gasoline priority lists for those who provide critical services who are not first responders. Another is tasking the legislature with ensuring that utility companies are responsive in a timely manner, both during and after a storm. Chris Jensen is the program coordinator for the Rockland County Office of Fire and Emergency Services. He participated in the roundtable in Rockland County.
I think a key focus on our discussions was the communications with our local utility, Orange and Rockland. On the county's level, we've had several meetings with Orange and Rockland in the days after the storm, and we're looking to fine-tune some of our policies and procedures and our ability to communicate priorities as well as resources that the county has within its grasp to assist the utility with their restoration effort.
Orange and Rockland Utilities had about 250,000 customers without power after Sandy, Con Edison more than 1 million, NYSEG about 76,000, and Central Hudson some 103,000. Most local officials during the Rockland Roundtable expressed their dissatisfaction with their local utility companies, specifically O&R and Con Edison, regarding their lack of communication, disorganization, poor customer service, and slow response time. Alex Gromack is the supervisor of the Rockland Town of Clarkstown and attended the Senate Task Force Roundtable.
I think the most important thing is that we hammered home is that collectively the five towns in Rockland County, the villages, and the county, we have over 500 public works highway employees that could have assisted O&R in clearing the trees and opening roads. In the town of Clarkstown, within the first few days, we cleared and opened over 400 roads where trees were down, but there were 60 roads we could not touch because there were wires in the trees going across roads. And we're not allowed to do that until we're told by O&R that they've been de-energized. And every town begged O&R, if you could send us one full-time crew to go out with our highway department, and as they de-energize the line, we'll be right behind them, cutting the tree, clearing the road. And they really weren't able to do that.
Municipal officials from the Rockland Roundtable said utility companies' mutual aid programs need to be better coordinated. Gromack suggested that utility companies put in place mutual aid crews ahead of a forecasted major storm rather than days after the storm. Also, says Supervisor Gromack,
the timeliness and accuracy of information by utility companies to our residents and to our municipalities is critical.
Roundtable participants also stated they believe there is a need for the utility companies to upgrade their systems to allow for quicker, more efficient response to specific situations. For example, Supervisor Gromack said his town faced an issue with traffic lights being out for several days, and the town was forced to use local police and state troopers to direct traffic until O&R could resolve the problem. Vice President of Operations for O&R, Frank Peverly, per the report, said in response that O&R is working on its customer service to relay information to customers as needed, providing necessary tools to workers to respond to storms, updating its management system, and modifying systems to help serve customers better. He also said O&R is working on hardening its system, which may include placing more power lines underground and removing more trees. State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat whose district includes a large part of Rockland County, is a task force member. Overall, he says the work has just begun for recovery.
What we're doing is the task force is continually meeting, and we're going to meet every Tuesday now going forward, and we're going to address many of these issues that were highlighted in the report. We've got to work with the governor. We're going to work with our colleagues in the assembly to make sure that these recommendations become a reality.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.